The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 13th chapter. Jesus put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat, then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from?" Jesus answered, the master answered, "An enemy has done this." The slaves said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he replied, "No, for in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest, and at the harvest time, I will tell the reapers, 'Collect the weeds first, bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" Then he left the crowds and went into the house. And his disciples approached him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field." He answered, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seeds are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen." Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. Amen. The label on the weed killer was clear. It would only kill the dandelions and the crabgrass and other nasty green things. It wouldn't kill the grass. So it was good to go. Matthew would have liked that kind of weed killer, because in Matthew's gospel, there's little wiggle room. It's either sheep or goats. It's wheat or weeds. It's good or evil. It's the furnace of the fire or the kingdom of the Father. You and I can relate to this binary kind of frame of mind, can't we? In our lives, it's up or down. It's on or off. It's light or dark, left or right, hot or cold, one or two. So a little bit more about Matthew's community. Matthew's community is undergoing persecution from the Roman government. It's not a very fun life, and there are good guys and there are bad ones, and he's writing to a community who most likely were former members of the synagogue. But in addition, there may be some strife and conflict going on within the Jewish community, and so they're very concerned about the insiders and the outsiders. Matthew feels like the world is fragile, but he's also very concerned about those who have little faith and those who have very authentic faith. He knows that there will be a judgment, but he urges patience for God's judgment to prevail. So if you want to actually understand Matthew's gospel, this text is not a bad place to stop and pause and listen, actually. We hear the judgment piece for certain, especially for the outsiders. We also hear about the kingdom of God in this parable. But remember back in Matthew 5, the Beatitudes, when Jesus goes up on the mountain and casts that incredible vision, "Blessed are the poor. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the persecuted." Keep that in mind, because Matthew has a fondness for these kinds of folks. What's this parable about then? There are good seeds that have been sown, and then an evil one comes to toss in some bad seeds there. They're weeds, actually. The honest slaves want to correct the situation right away for their master. "Should we go and dig them up?" No, because if you dig them up, you're going to mess with the root system, because those roots are all combined, and if you pull up the weeds, you're going to pull up the wheat, and the whole field is going to be ruined. No, just leave it alone, because at the end of the age, at the harvest time, the angels and God will come and take care of it at judgment. God will take care of it. You don't need to mess with it. Weeds and wheats, good and bad, those who have power, those who do not, those who are persecuted, those who persecute, that one bad apple that spoils the whole bunch. They're out there, aren't they? We know that. We know that. Today, there's all sorts of rhetoric about the good guys and the bad guys. Who's in and who's out. It doesn't matter your political leaning, your vocation, your religion. There's plenty of blame to go around. We hear it all the time, don't we? People are marked good or ill. But in Matthew's time, if these Jewish folks were being persecuted, this could have been really good news for them, right? Their oppressors would get their due at some point, and so the message is just hang in there. Don't judge them, but just hang in there, because one day God will. God will do the judging. Maybe you've been keeping track of what's going on in the country of Venezuela. As I was listening to the news this week, I was thinking about this parable that maybe it might be good news for them. I'm not sure. But there are citizens who feel like their country and their rights are being violated. There have been strikes. There have been deaths. People are filling the streets. Who is wheat, says the government. Who is weed, says the people. Maybe this is something to say to us. But here's something curious. The plant that Matthew is probably referring to is a darnel or a cockle, a noxious weed that closely resembles wheat and only reveals itself when it comes into maturity. So the two plants look exactly the same as they're coming up out of the ground. And it's only until the head appears that you can tell the difference. Because the real wheat, the ears of it are heavy and are going to drop over, while the ears of the darnel stand straight up. Isn't that interesting? The wheat and the weeds would have looked the same for these plants in ancient Israel, which were plentiful. And until the point where the plant does something different to reveal its identity, they look the same. We have some examples of that, don't we? Think about racial profiling. We're coming up on the 16th anniversary of 9/11. We know that it happens. We know that we want our government to keep us safe. But the practices by which they do that might be varied. And even amongst those of us gathered here, we might have different opinions about whether that's a good thing to do or not. Who are the weeds? Who is the wheat? I chose the hymn of the day. It's Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God. And so I just want to say, seek ye first the kingdom of God before seeking the weeds and the wheat. Because here's the good news and here's the bad news. Every institution, every community has the possibility to work for good and has the possibility to work against good, to do evil, to commit sin. And even the church isn't exempt, right? No, not us. There, throughout time, there's been a history of trying to root out those with bad interpretations of Scripture. People with poor liturgical practices, people who take a particular biblical stance on an issue or not. Yeah, even in this 500th year as we commemorate Martin Luther and the Reformation, Catholic Church thought he was a weed. They kicked him out so hard he had to run and hide for his life in Wartburg Castle. We who might think that we're on God's side and righteous, we have the capacity to work for ill. And that evil that we deplore in our institutions and in our communities, it goes beyond that too, doesn't it? What about our households? What about our very own selves? I say something that I really don't mean. It was unintentional, but it hurts. Behind closed doors, there may be abuse happening. The family looks fine on the outside, but we don't know about the pain and the suffering inside. Even Paul in the Bible says, I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I do not want to do. Our inner nature is made up of weeds and wheat, people. Our inner nature is made up of both wheat and weeds. Want to do a quick self-check? Just run through the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not lie. Thou shalt not think ill of my neighbor. Thou shalt not Say ill, say, speak ill of my neighbor. Thou shalt not covet things that I don't have. Remember our good Lutheran theology? Our good Lutheran theology says that we are both saint and sinner at the same time. Thank goodness. Jesus, because of his death on the cross, has made us right with God, and we are saints. And at the same time, he died for what? He died for our sin. And as long as we inhabit this earthly nature, this earthly flesh, we are sinners as well. But God knows that. God knows that. We are both saint and sinner. We are wheat and weed. So let's go back to the parable. Remember how the master says to the slaves, do not go out and pull them up. Just let them grow together. Leave the judgment up to harvest time. So there was a man who this summer, he was had a lot of thistle in his yard, and boy, that thistle was making him crazy. He used Ortho Begone. He got down on his knees. He dug out that thistle, and a week later, 2 weeks later, wouldn't you know, there was another one. He got out on his hands and knees. He's digging in the dirt. He's trying to get the thistle out, and it seems like the more he tries to get all the thistle out of his yard, up it grows everywhere. Finally, his neighbor comes over and he says, you seem to be working pretty hard on those weeds. Yeah, they just won't leave me alone. And his neighbor says, well, why don't you plant some more grass? Why don't you plant some more grass? The judgment is not up to us. We need to spend our time doing what we can for good in our little corner of the world, right? Stand up for injustice. Be kind to those that we love and be kind to those whom we struggle to love. In the words of the Romans text that we heard Greg read, we heard that we are to live by God's Spirit and not by our flesh. We are to yearn for all that God yearns for and hope for all that God hopes for. What we see, hope is not what we see. Hope is what we wait for with patience. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Plant some grass. Leave the judgment to God. The hymn of the day on the third verse also says, we do not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from God's mouth. And the beauty of God's word in a parable is that we don't have to understand all of it. We can hear it, receive it, and let it break open in us something new. But God's word, you know, is also connected to our feast. Because in a moment we're going to come to this table, and what's on this table? Well, it's wheat. Wheat that might have gotten grown in a field where there were some weeds. But this is our bread. This is Jesus' bread of life for us. And who stands around this table? Who comes to this table? Where it's you and me, right? And we're both wheat and weed together, sinners and saints, people of faith and hope that God will come to judge us and judge the world with righteousness. Because the parable says the angels are going to come and root out all kinds of evil. For Matthew, it's not so much about the good guys and the bad guys and finding the bad guys to root them out just for the rest of us. No, it's more cosmic than that. It's more systemic, that God promises to eradicate one day all that divides the world. Sin and lust and pride and greed, so that one day it will be gone. So when we come to this feast, not only are we sure and certain that we are forgiven, but we also stand in hope, praying that one day, in God's timing, the whole earth will quit groaning under its burden of sin and death. Because Jesus' death was not for naught. It was for us and all of creation, the weeds and the wheat, the sheep and the goats, all of humanity who stands in God's redemptive love and care. Seek ye first the kingdom. Plant some grass. Leave the weeds up to God. Amen.